you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Zechariah 14:9 says, "The Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day there will be one Lord, and his name the only name." Ooh, the prophet Zechariah from the Old Testament, Zechariah 14:9. Friend, how you doing? And happy Thursday this July the 3rd, 2014. I was just telling my wife just the other day, it's so hard to believe that it's already July, and tomorrow, of course, the 4th of July. Any big plans? Any big plans for the 4th? Normally, our subdivision puts on a pretty big display of fireworks on the 4th of July, so it's so nice to just take our lawn chairs out, sit in our driveway, and just look up. So that's our plans, and the best part, it's free, praise the Lord. So if you're anything like me, I love free stuff. So that's what we're doing for the 4th tomorrow, and our friends at the Champaign County Nursing Home will have a special Children's Independence Day parade. And children will hand out flags to the residents and parade through the halls in costumes and decorated wagons. And this is a great opportunity for your kiddos to be part of tomorrow. Again, Champaign County Nursing Home. Registration begins at 9 o'clock and the parade begins at 10 a.m. For more information, just call 217-637-4357. So, yeah, great opportunity for your kiddos to be part of that. Plus, hey, they're out of school, so that's a great way to keep them out of trouble and give them something to do this summer. Hey, speaking of kids and summer, lots of vacation Bible schools happening here for the next several weeks for the remaining weeks of summer. If your church has a special VBS, send us information. We would love to promote that for you on the air and also on our website, greatnewsradio.org. You can send that in writing at least 2 weeks in advance to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843, or you can send it through our website, greatnewsradio.org. So love to promote your church's VBS this summer, or if you're looking for something to do, maybe with the kiddos, some events, just take a look at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. So lots of great stuff on that. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to be doing things a little bit different. Here we are, just the first couple of days of the month of July. So why not celebrate Christmas in July? Yes, playing some of your favorite Christ-centered Christmas music with some great devotional thoughts. I mean, celebrating God coming down in human flesh, celebrating that Emmanuel should be something we should celebrate the entire year and just not in December. Amen. So Christmas in July, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find. But we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that he gave his life. We were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us the
You're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Yeah, you don't have to adjust your dial. We're celebrating Christmas in July today. You know, in the Czech Republic and other places in the world, the Christmas celebration includes Christingles. Have you heard of those? A Christingle is an orange representing the world, with a candle placed on the top of it to symbolize Christ, the light of the world, and a red ribbon encircles the orange, symbolizing the blood of Jesus. And four toothpicks with dried fruits are placed through the ribbon into the sides of the orange, representing the fruits of the earth. And the simple visual aid vividly represents the purpose behind Christ's coming to bring light into the darkness and to redeem a broken world by shedding his blood, friend. You know, in John's account of Christ's life, the disciple describes Jesus as the light of the world. Think of that. The baby of Bethlehem became the living, risen Christ who has rescued you and me. That's us from our sin. And so John instructs us to walk in the light as he is in the light. 1 John 1:7. May all who have experienced his rescue find in Jesus the peace of walking in his light. The newborn Christ child became the light of the world and the Lamb of God.
Oh, come, O ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, O come, ye to bear.
Glory in the highest.
right. Can you imagine what a few months ago we were shoveling snow? Oh, wow. Praise God we don't have to worry about that. Fred, you're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Yes, celebrating Christmas in July, playing some of your favorite Christ-centered Christmas music today. Well, in his book, Christmas 1945, Matthew Litt tells about the first peacetime Christmas celebration in the U.S. after World War II. The New York Daily News alerted readers to expect a fleet of warships in New York Harbor. It said, Christmas Day will find 4 battleships, 6 carriers, 7 cruisers, and 24 destroyers. But instead, though, instead of waging war, the military ships hosted 1,000 needy children. And the children's measurements had been taken previously, so they perfectly fitted into these navy blue coats and woolen caps and a gift wrap bag waiting for them when they came on the ship. And those vessels of war had been transformed into carriers of compassion. Friend, as we celebrate the first coming of the Prince of Peace today here on this July the 3rd, and wait for his second coming, we are reminded of our privilege to serve as his carriers of compassion. True peace comes from the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Celebrating Christmas in July right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Celebrating Christmas in July right here on this Thursday, July the 3rd, 2014. Friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you celebrating Emmanuel today. Yes, listening to some God-honoring Christmas songs today. Hey, as you go about your July 4th tomorrow, I pray that you make it a blessed one, but also a safe one as well. Join us tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.